It is narrated from the Holy Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wa sallam, that paradise is haram or prohibited for the one who may oppress my Ahlul Bayt, alaihim assalam, and who may give me sorrow regarding my progeny, and anyone who will do good to any one of the sons of Abdul Muttalib and who may not repay that good, I will give him reward of that good, on the day of our meeting, that is resurrection. Explaining the verse. Say, whatever reward I may have asked you, is for your own good. My true reward lies only with Allah, and He is witness to all things. 34, 47. Imam Baghir, alayhi salam, said that the Holy Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, asked his followers to befriend his near and dear ones and not to give them any pain. At that time this verse was sent by Allah. It is authentically mentioned in Kafi, Manakabi Shara Ashub, Korbal Esnad, that Imam Sadiq, alayhi salam, asked Mamanatuk, have you been to Basra? Then the Imam asked, how did you find those people's inclination towards and enthusiasm for Shiaism and towards the true faith? He replied, by Allah, very less. Some in Basra have paid attention to it, but they are very few. The Hazrat said, you should do reform work in the direction in which youth are inclined more than the aged people. Then the Hazrat asked, what do the people of Basra say about the verse, 42, 23? That companion replied, may I be sacrificed for you, they say that this verse has been revealed concerning the near relatives and Ahlul Bayt of the Holy Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wa sallam. The Hazrat said, this verse is revealed only in respect of we, Ahlul Bayt, and they are Ali, Fatima, Hassan, Hussein, alaihim assalam, and they are Ashabi Kissa, people of the cloak.
In Korbal Esnad and Iqtisaz it is mentioned authentically that Imam Sa'adik, alayhi salam, said, when this verse, 42, 23, was revealed, the Holy Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wa sallam, was standing amidst his companions. He said, O people! The Almighty Allah has made a thing about us obligatory for you. Will you obey the command? Hearing this, none of them replied. So, the Holy Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wa sallam, returned. He came the next day and repeated the same question standing among his companions, but again nobody responded. The same thing happened the third day and again there was no response. Then, the Holy Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wa sallam, said, that duty is not of any monetary value like gold and silver. They said, please state, we are prepared to accept it, and take upon ourselves the love of your Ahlul Bayt, we accept as our duty. Then the said, by Allah, no one has fulfilled this promise except seven, and they are Salman, Abu Zair, Amir, Mikdad ibn Aswad Kindi, Jabir ibn Abdullah Ansari, Sabit, freed slave of the Holy Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wa sallam, and Zayd ibn Argam. Ali ibn Ibrahim has quoted Imam Baghir, alayhi salam, authentically, in the explanation of the verse of Mawaddat that, it is regarding the Ahlul Bayt of the Holy Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wa sallam. The Imam said that, once the Ansars, helpers, came to the Holy Prophet and said, we gave you shelter and assistance, so in order to meet your expenses, kindly also accept some money from us. At that time Allah sent down this verse, I do not require any wages of prophethood or message from you, except my wish that you should love and befriend my Ahlul Bayt, alaihim assalam. Thereafter the Imam said, is it not a fact that, if one has a friend, and that friend entertains enmity about, and ill will towards the family members of the former, then his heart is not clear in the matter of his friends. Likewise Allah wished that the Holy Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wa sallam, may not feel any doubt in his hearts from the Ummah, and hence he made it obligatory for the Ummah to love and befriend his Ahlul Bayt, alaihim assalam. So if they accept it, they accepted a duty, and if they disobey, they disobeyed the command. Thus, when the Holy Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, recited this verse before his companions, and they got up and went away from the Holy Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Some of them said, "We present to you some of our wealth." The Holy Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, said, "You should maintain friendship and love, affection, for my Ahlul Bayt after my departure." Some said, "The Holy Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, has said this of his own, and did not accept the affection of Ahlul Bayt, alayhim as-salam." It was at that time, this verse was revealed. Or do they say, "He has forged a lie against Allah?" After this Allah said, "But if Allah pleased, He would seal your heart, and Allah will blot out the falsehood and confirm the truth with His words." With His words means through the Imams and Ka'imi Ali Muhammad, alayhim as-salam. And He answers those who believe and do good deeds. The Hazrat said, "Those who testified and said that, the word of the Messenger is the word of Allah and said, good deeds, hasana, is the acceptance of Ahlul Bayt, alayhim as-salam, and to behave nicely with them and to be kind to them. And gives them more out of His grace. It means we will add to their goodness."
Imam Bagir, alayhi salam, said that, "The Holy Prophet said, by Allah, love for Muhammad and his near and dear ones, is the divinely imposed duty on his servants." And according to Mahasan, the Imam also said that, Gorba means the infallible Imams to whom sadaqa is made impermissible. Likewise, it is narrated that, Imam Sadiq, alayhi salam, asked Abu Ja'far, "What do Bukhari and Umari scholars living near you say about the meaning of this verse?" He replied, "Hasan Basri says, it means all Arab relatives of the Holy Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam." The Imam said, "Those from Qurayshi who live near us, say that this verse applies both to you and to us. So we say, tell us, whenever the Holy Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, found himself in hardship, whom did he call for confronting the enemy? At the time when it was time to invoke curse, during talks with Najran Christians, Holy Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, took Ali, Fatima, Hassan, Hussein, alayhim as-salam, with him and presented them for being cursed mutually, inviting Allah's anger, and the one whom the Holy Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sent to fight first during the Battle of Badr were, Ali and Hamza, alayhim as-salam, and Ubaydallah ibn Hafs. Thus you have been selected for sweet things and we for the bitter."
In Tafsir Furat, Imam Bagir, alayhi salam, is quoted saying, "We are the tree whose root is the Holy Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa salam, and the trunk Ali, alayhi salam, and the branch Fatima, alayha salam, and the fruits Hassan and Hussein, alayhim as-salam. So, we are the tree of prophethood, house of mercy, key to wisdom, treasure of knowledge, abode of messengership, pathway of angels, place of divine secrets and that trust of Allah which, when presented before the skies and the earth and the mountain, and Allah's great sanctuary and the holy house, and we have knowledge of people's death and difficulties. We are the decisions of Allah, and the wills of the Holy Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, and we are faslul kitab, meaning the separators of truth from falsehood, and we know who is born Muslim, and we know the race of the Arabs." Undoubtedly the Imams were the radiance all around the divine thrones. So, when they glorified him, the dwellers in sky joined their praise. The Safun and Mos Sabahun, in Holy Quran, means these people, who fulfilled Allah's oath, and who recognized Allah's right, and who denied the right of those who denied Allah's right. These people are the guardians of Allah's affairs, and the treasures of Allah's revelation, and heirs to Allah's book, the Holy Prophets, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, progeny and his Ahlul Bayt, alayhim as-salam. They are those who are liked by the flying angels, and they are the ones whom Jibra'il gave food by Allah's command, and they are the ones who reside in Allah's house, and whom Allah has made the graceful, and has granted them His honor, and strengthened them with His power, and made them steadfast by His revelation, and made them the guiding leaders and light for dispelling the darkness of mischief, and has selected and reserved them for His revelation, and has made them superior in His knowledge, and granted to them that which has not been given to any one of His creation, and He has made them the praised ones of His religion, and has entrusted His mysteries to them, and has seated them on the pulpit of His revelation, and made them witness for His creation, and has chosen them and has made them light for cities and pillars for people, and made them His great signs, and the salvaged ones, and His near and dear ones. These are the just and truthful judges appointed by Allah and the guiding stars, and they are the straight path, and they are the way which is the most straight. One who deviates from this path has, so to say, strayed away from the true path of religion, and the one who stays back has, so to say, remained untrue, and one who follows this path joins them. These people are the divine light in the souls of the faithful, and the rivers for the thirsty and a shelter for those who want safety, and they are the gates of safety who join with them, and they invite people towards Allah for the pleasure of Allah, and remain obedient and submissive to the Almighty Allah and act according to the commandments of Allah, and who speak according to the orders of Allah. He has appointed His messengers only from them, and angels came down to them, and calmness, Sakina, came to their souls from Allah, and Jibra'il, alayhi salam, was sent to them. This is divine reward on them that He gave them preference over others, and bestowed His bounties on them, and granted them piety and righteousness, and gave them strength with wisdom. They are the people who are pious and holy and the trustees of pure and clean knowledge and forbearance, and they are the divine light of intelligence, and they are heirs and legatees of prophets, and the remnants of the legatees. Among them is the holy and clean and pious and chosen and unlettered messenger Muhammad Mustafa, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and from them also is the lion-like man named Hamzat ibn Abdul Muttalib. Among them is the holy prophets, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Uncle Abbas, and also Ja'far Tayyar, whom Allah gifted two wings, and who prayed towards two Qiblas, and who migrated twice to Abyssinia and Medina, and who gave two bay'ats, oaths of allegiance. Also from them are the holy prophets, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, friend and his brother who is, after him, the arguer and the explainer and the emir or leader of the faithful and their vali and the guardian of their affairs and the legatee of the holy prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that is, Ali ibn Abi Talib. These are the people whose love and affection has been made obligatory for every faithful man and woman by Allah. Explaining the verse, 42, 23, the Hazrat, alayhi salam, said, here do good deeds means affection for us Ahlul Bayt, alayhimus salam.
Likewise, Amirul Mu'minin al-Imam Ali, alayhi salam, is quoted that when Jibra'il, alayhi salam, brought this verse, he said, every religion has a root, a pillar, a branch, and a foundation. The pillar of this religion is the confession, there is no God but Allah, and root and branch are the love for the Holy Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and his Ahlul Bayt, alayhimus salam, and his following according to haqq, truth. These matters are found in many traditions, but we have considered this sufficient. Among the verses aiming at the love of Ahlul Bayt, alayhimus salam, according to reliable traditions, is also, and when the female infant buried alive is asked, for what sin, she was killed, the Holy Quran 81:8-9. Herein, though the famous recitation is with Hamza, on the weight of Maf'ul, the Ahlul Bayt, alayhimus salam, have recited it, with Fath H.A., on the letter Vav, and Tashdeed on Dal. And Sheikh Tabarsi has said that Mavada is a girl child who was buried alive, and it was so done in the time of ignorance, pre-Islam, that when the time of childbirth came, the pregnant woman used to dig a pit and to sit on its brink. If the newborn was a girl, she threw it in that pit, and filled the pit with earth, making that pit, that baby girl's grave, and if the newborn was a boy, she maintained and nourished him. The translation of this verse is, on the day of resurrection that baby girl will be asked as to for what reason, crime, she was killed. The aim of this verse is to threaten the killer of the child, as to why the poor girl was murdered. Some have opined that this question will be asked to the killer. Imam Baghir and Imam Jafar Sadiq, alayhim as-salam, are reported to have said that, they used to recite with Fatiha on Mim and Vav. Ibn Abbas has also narrated likewise. The Imam says that the fact is that Sali Rahim and care and concern for the near and dear ones, is for us, and that the one who did Ghatirahim will be asked as to why did he do so? Ibn Abbas also has narrated that the question will be asked about the person who will be killed due to his affection for Ahlul Bayt. Imam Baghir, alayhi salam, is reported to have said that what is meant by this verse is nearness to the Holy Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the one who got killed in a holy war. And in another narration, the man who was murdered due to affection for us Ahlul Bayt, alayhim assalam, in love and guardianship.
Ali ibn Ibrahim has authentically quoted Imam Baghir, alayhi salam, that this verse points out to the one who got killed in our love, Mavada. And Muhammad ibn Ayyash has, in his tafsir, quoted from Zayd ibn Ali ibn Hussein, alayhi salam, that it means, by Allah, love for us and this verse has been revealed only in our praise. And Hazrat Sa'adik, alayhi salam, is quoted to have said that it means the one who is killed in our love and his killer will be asked as to why he killed him. And he has quoted Imam Baghir, alayhi salam, that, it means the one who gets killed for loving us, and in another narration he said, it means the Shias of Ali Muhammad who will be asked for which fault, were they killed. With proper proofs, it is also narrated by the same Imam that, it means our love and this verse is revealed in our appreciation, and he has quoted Imam Sa'adik, alayhi salam, that, it refers to Imam Hussein, alayhi salam. In Tafsir Furat, Muhammad ibn Hanafiyyah is reported to have said that, it means our love. And Imam Baghir, alayhi salam, has said that it means, O Muslims, you will be asked about the love which has been revealed for you as a grace, as to for what sin did you kill those who loved us. Imam Sa'adik, alayhi salam, is quoted to have said that it means our love and it is our right which is obligatory for the people, and it is our love which is compulsory for the creation, and they killed our love. The basis of these traditions is the second kind of recitation, and in our opinion, this can be supported on four grounds. First, a noun in a possessive case be made compulsory in the word which means the people of the love will be asked as to on what ground they were killed. Secondly, the relation of killing with love may be figurative and the meaning may be the killing of people of love. Thirdly, it may be that in the killings, one may have been figurative, and the destruction of love might have been called a murder figuratively, and the killing of love might mean negating of it, and of not observing its rights. Fourthly, we may take some of the narrations, according to the prevailing recitation, qira'at, and the love may mean nafs, being, or the soul which might have been buried in earth, may be alive or dead, and that it might be to convey that as they have been killed, in the path of Allah, they are not dead, rather they are alive, in the sight of Allah, and are getting provision as Allah says, and do not speak of those who are slain in Allah's way as dead, nay, they are alive, but you do not perceive. The Holy Quran 2, 154. As if they have been buried and this reason is very subtle.